The following shiur has been presented by Reb Gershon Meltzer, Poisek at Yeshivas Mir Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, if one damaged his friend's Efer Chatos or Mechatos, meaning the Paraduma, which was burned and what could be used now to purify someone that became Tomei B'Tomei Meis, and someone used it, and by his usage now became Pasul, so he damaged it because now it's Pasul. The Halacha is Potah B'Dini Adam and Chai B'Dini Shemayim. Basin cannot make him pay, but B'Din Shemayim he has to pay. Says Rashi, what's the issue, what's the idea behind this? Says Rashi, this is called a Hezek She'eino Nikar. And the Halacha is, even though it's a Machlokas, but we paskin, Hezek She'eino Nikar is not a Nezek. Meaning, the damage that the Torah says is called damaging, and you have to pay, Mediraisa, is a damage you could see. If you took a rock, and you broke someone's window, you see, before a nice window, and now the window is broken. You could see a damage. A damage which you could tell that the damage occurred. Such a damage is a din mazik, a damage with the Torah obligated one to pay for. But if it's a damage that cannot be seen with the eyes, like the paraduma, before it was kosher to be used to purify a man that was tameh. Now, it's possible it was used. So you cannot see with your human eye the damage. It's possible. It's einoniker, it's not noticeable. And therefore, the halacha is, it's not a nezik, it's not a damage mediraisa. And they have a potter medine adam, based on the cannot mechayv and such a thing, but chayv medine shemayim. The truth is, this issue, the halacha, what comes out, we see in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Shin Pei Hei. When you look in, and we see in the Shach over there, to finish off the picture, that if a person made a Hezek, be Hezek She'eino Nikar, as we just saw, so if he did so on purpose, there's only three places that it's Muskam on the Poiskim to say that he's Mechoyev to pay. There's only three cases which everyone agrees that one is mechuyev to b'dine adam, even if it was did it on purpose. Amazing. These three cases are very natchachiach nowadays. Meaning, there's a case of where the someone else's fruit with tahar, like it was used to once upon a time in Am Yisrael, they used to have tahiris, and someone else's fruits with taharim, and someone made it become tamei. Or else another case is if someone made someone else's yayin wine and become yayin nesach. Another case is if you took yayin nesach and you poured it in and you mixed it into someone else's wine. All three cases are cases not so, we don't hear about these things nowadays. But these three cases, everyone agrees if he did it on purpose, he'll have to pay. But other kind of, like any other kind of hezek, she'eino nikar, like making someone else's pots and pans become treif and so in a way that was not nikar. If so, there's machlekes in the Shach and Shin Pei Hei, if someone did so on purpose, or Chazal koines and say that he has to pay for it, like these three cases that I mentioned before, yes or no, it's a machlekes apoiskim. And since it's a machlekes apoiskim, one cannot force one to pay. As we know, Hamoitz Mechavel of Araya, there's a machlekes apoiskim, a lot of poiskim hold, it is potter, one cannot force to be paid. Especially that according to the Goyen and Simon Aleph, Si'if Kotten, Yud Dalid, it's mashma, the Hezek She'eino Nikar anyway, you cannot make him pay Bizman Azeh. The truth is, though, this hold so far, isn't everything we mentioned is not something that's so, we don't hear about this nowadays. Who goes to make someone else's thing treif on purpose? When someone does not do it on purpose, he made by mistake someone else's thing treif, not on purpose, b'shoigig, for sure one does not have to pay. B'dinei adam, But still, the Ksav Sofer in Tshuvas and Chosha Mishpat Simen Chavov, and also the Chacham Tzvi and the Nesophis and Simen Yud, we see that if one does not want to be punished Mishamayim for damaging someone else's thing, one should pay for damage he did, even though he made someone else's thing treif, hedik, shein, oniker, not on purpose, v'shoigig. Still, lotzis midei oinish shamayim, not to be punished Mishamayim, it's correct to pay. There's a suffix in the Achronim we mentioned. Is the mamash, are you obligated to pay the lotzis midei shamayim? Just you don't want to be punished Mishamayim, so you better pay. But so that's the idea. Someone that was mazik behezek shenoniker, whether b'mezid nowadays or b'shoigig, even the time of Chazal, so usually it's a good idea to pay to make sure you get no punishment from Shemaim, but Beisdin cannot mechayev one. Beisdin cannot say something that he has to pay. There's one more point before coming to the practical point of nowadays, and that is there's a primi godim mentioned in Pisachei Tshuva Shin Pei Hei Choshem Mishpat. The truth is there's also similar also in the Ksav Sofer in Tshuva Choshem Mishpat Simen Chavav also on the same lines, that sometimes if you made someone else a thing become treif, there could be a big difference between if you could tell the taste or not. For example, you have a hot dog, and the hot dog is fleishik. You put it inside someone's milchike food by mistake, so you could tell the fleishik taste. That's what always it was. Meat, you could tell the taste, meat in the milchiks. And since you made it become treif, and you could tell, so it's nicker, it's noticeable. If so, even though that... is this called a hezek she'eino niker? It's called a hezek niker. Since I could tell the taste, the Ksav Sofer says, similar, also Primigodim and Pisachei Tshuva are noted to hold, that it's called hezek niker. It's noticeable. So you have to pay even though it was on shegig, even though it was not on purpose that you made the thing treif. But if this thing cannot tell the taste, let's say you take one treif hot dog with a bunch of kosher hot dogs, one is kosher and one isn't, but the taste are the same, you can't tell which is which, so has a chain or nicker. And if so, it's not nicker. If so, you're not mechuyev to pay. It's only to be careful not to punish mishamayim, but really you do not have to pay because it ain't a nicker, it's not noticeable, you can't tell the difference, even the taste. Nowadays this thing has a whole new light to it, meaning since nowadays a lot of hot dogs are really from soya bean, parv. So even a hot dog, flesh, once upon a time one could tell, I could tell the taste and I'd be obligated to pay. But since the hot dog a lot of times nowadays the same taste could be when it's artificial. It only has a taste like a hot dog, like a flesh hot dog. If you could tell the difference, even though it's, they tried to fake it off and make it the same kind of thing, if you still could tell the difference if it's fleshik or parv, okay, so I could still tell the difference. But a lot of things that do a good job, you have to ask, is fleshik or is it parv? The same thing goes with patties and so on. In such a case, if so, it's going to be hezik shen oniker, because you can't tell is it parv and it did not make anything tray from the milchiks, or you can't tell is it fleshik. So it's hezik shen oniker. Says the Ksav Sofer, if you have a piece of meat and you don't know if it's a nevela or treifa, you know, but you can't tell is it nevela or treifa or is it a kosher meat, even though you know the truth. But since you can't tell the taste and the looks, it's called a hezek she'eino nikar, and you can't be mechayev to pay. Same thing also goes with the hot dogs and so on nowadays. If you cannot tell and the looks and the taste, if so, so really it's called a hezek she'eino nikar, and you're not obligated to pay if you made the mistake this thing, even on purpose, as we mentioned before. Really, it's you can't force a person to do to pay. It's only a question, it's a good thing, correct thing to pay lotzis de shamayim. There's another issue. There's a ma'aseh shehaya, someone came to ask me this question, that someone is working for an old woman who needed help, and they didn't know what's up in the house, and they made a basa b'chalav shayla in the kitchen because they didn't know. They made a certain bowl of china bowl, which became treif because they didn't know exactly what was milk. They made a mistake over there. Happens. Well, there's another little svara to say, except for the question, usually it's a hezek shenikra and you can't force a person to pay. There's another small svara that we see in Pischei Tshuva, Semen Shin Lamed Beis. It says Shin Lamed Aleph, at the very end of Shin Lamed Aleph, very end of Shin Lamed Aleph, says the Pischei Tshuva, that if someone breaks, someone washes someone else's utensils in the sink, and by mistake one of the china dishes break, most people are moichel. They were trying to do a good job. What do you want? So most people are moichel, and therefore, if it's only one or two people in town, which are real the angry kind, and say you got to pay. But since normal people usually say it's okay, you meant well, I'll be moichel. The same kind of thing also here. If you meant to help this old woman to make her something good, she can't do it herself, and you made a mistake, and you made something treif, I think a lot of people be moichel. But ask for your particular case, ask this heter, because you have to see in your case how expensive it was, people would be moichel, wouldn't be moichel, and so on. But normally, this is the fact, normally it's only a hezek shenikra, normally anyway you're not obligated to pay. It's only a question of b'yoyis the shamayim. Once a person is moichel, though, it's a reason that you don't have to pay, even lotes, yidei shamayim. Similarly, but everything we explained is only, as we said, by hezek she'enu nikar. You can't tell, for example, you can't tell is the hatok fleishik soparv, or the same thing would be, you can't tell on the outside of a pot, you can't tell on the pot, is it a fleishik a pot, or milchik a pot, the china dish, is it a milchik one, or a fleishik one, and that's why you made a mistake with it. Things which are not nikar is what we explained. But in case that you took a real piece of meat, by mistake, and put it inside milchiks, and here you could tell, here the Ksav Sofer says it's called Hezek Niker and Yechayev Tzadadin, even B'Shoigeg, and also Primigodim, and brought in Pischei Tshuva, Hashem Yishpat Shem Pehei, are noted to hold so. In such a case, it'll be Hezek Niker, Mechuyiv, you have to pay, even if you did it on purpose, because Niker, you could tell the taste, you could tell the problem. Huadin, if by mistake put pork inside, but these things are already not so shechiach. What's more shechiach, I think, is more the questions of hezek she'eino nikar, which then you're not obligated mitzat din to pay. It's only an issue about being careful not to be punished mishamayim, as we explained before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.